sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa. Your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
Again, we're here with Brindley Brown on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music God Studios. Learn all about her, BrindleyBrownMusic.com. Switching gears a little bit here, Brindley, you mentioned the music your parents would play around for you and all that kind of stuff. Do you remember the first, and again, maybe this may be, it may be dating me a little bit. Do you remember the first album you bought with your own money or downloaded even? Is that where we are? Personal feelings.
No. No, that's okay. I'm almost right there with you. I think the first record I remember buying, so my dad had a little collection of vinyl records actually. And so the first one we went together, I remember we went to my first ever record store experience. And I bought a Willie Nelson vinyl record. So that was like the first for me.
Yeah.
Which like is a really, I'm thankful for that experience. But I probably the first like downloaded music like on my phone was probably Miranda Lambert. I'm gonna say Miranda Lambert record back in the day. But yeah, Willie was that first record for me.
All right, that's quite the swing there. So with that in mind, who your influences musically growing up?
So many good ones. I think Emmylou Harris.
Mm.
Is one that I just love so much. Her writing, her authenticity. I think, you know, she was a female in country that was really carving out her own path, her own lane, and was saying stuff with her music that was impactful. And I really resonated with her, just, still to this day. Love Emmylou Harris, and she's one of my favorites. As a writer, Kris Kristofferson, I think, is absolutely incredible. He's one, that was playing all through my house growing up, and just continue to just love his music. Gosh, so many good ones, but I'd say probably those two are some of my faves.
All right, building off that unfair question, if you could open up for anybody dead or alive and just think
Oh.
you get to be there, you get to be present, who would it be?
That is so hard.
It's unfair. It is.
Hitting it hard right now with these questions. At the moment, oh gosh. Right. And I mean, a dream would be to open up for Cody Johnson. I just love what he stands for. He shares the gospel from his platform so boldly. And I love that. Love his music. He's one that I'd love to open for. Gosh, but that's hard. I don't even, I mean, there's so many that come to mind right now. Willie Nelson is another one too. I'd love to have the honor of opening up for him. So sorry I gave you two.
We'll fire some emails off. We'll just shoot Willie. I know Willie listens to this show. Willie, I know you're listening to this show. Just give Brinley a call. She just wants to open a time or two. You got the
Just once.
space.
I'm grateful for one time.
Listen, and Willie, your runway is getting shorter, buddy. So let's make that
Yeah,
call quick.
exactly. I'm all right. I mean, hey, maybe it's not. I feel like he may just come
I
on
know he may
forever.
not live all of us. He's gonna live out
Yeah.
all of us at this point.
Seriously, someone needs to write a song. Maybe I need to write a song about how Willie's gonna outlive us all, to be honest. Oh my God.
The wild part about it is if you were to look at just the decisions of his life, you'd think, he ain't gonna make it that long. And he just keeps going.
He just keeps going and going strong. I'm like, okay, here we are.
Have you ever seen him play in person?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was my first record. It was also my first concert. So
Oh.
my dad took me to a Willie Nelson concert. I think I was seven. Yeah, I think I was about 7 years old, and I was in awe. Yeah, just in
Yeah.
awe. As a songwriter, amazing.
Somebody said they saw him even recently within the last year or so, and they said he just kind of shuffles out on the stage. Obviously, he's spring chicken. But they said he sits in a chair. When they put that guitar in his hand, though, it's just like it comes alive. It's wow.
It's amazing.
It's wow. I hope I can do something that well at that point. So,
Yeah.
and I think I'm making better decisions, but I think I'm probably falling apart faster. So I don't know. We'll
Same
see.
here.
I need
Same
to
here.
go for it. I need to go look. What did he do? I can't probably don't need to do any of it,
I don't think he did much of
but
that. I
just
think he
see.
did.
We'll just see where it goes. We'll just see
See,
where it
we'll
goes.
see.
We're not promoting this, everybody. Turn the show back on. Turn the show back on. Calm down.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed. Shame, I'm unashamed. I don't
every tongue confess. So let it start right now. Before you come back, Lord, before the rocks cry out, I will lift my praise. Let it start right now. Tell the whole world about you. I'm unashamed.
Again, we're wrapping up here with Brinley Brown on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music Cause Studios. Learn all about her at brinleybrownmusic.com. Brinley, I'd like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Yes, let's do it.
What's your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food's gotta be some caramel corn. Yeah, I really? Love it. Out on the road, you know, even just throw that popcorn in the microwave. I guess it's not maybe too junk foodish. I mean, I feel like it's, but I love it. Popcorn for sure.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint and chip.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Happy?
Yeah. What color is your toothbrush?
Blue and white.
In the movie about your life, The Brinley Brown Story, what actress would play you?
Oh, my word. This is so random, but I've gotten sometimes that I look like a young Amanda Bynes, so I'm gonna say Amanda Bynes.
We're gonna have to do a little work on her, Brinley.
Yeah, we gotta rein that in. We gotta rein that
We're
in.
We're gonna have to get her back together, but I can see that.
Hey, maybe this movie is what would do it. You know what I mean? It would encourage her in her faith, you know, and kind of bring her back.
Maybe. I hope that I need what we need is for her not to be able to play you well in her current state.
Right.
So we're going to have to steer clear of the Willie Nelson path.
Yes, very much so. Full
That's
circle.
Where we've settled that. That's what we'll do. But if you do, Amanda Bynes on line one.
Amanda Bynes.
You could be any Marvel character. Who would it be?
Oh. Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't know him either, if it makes you feel better. Makes you feel better.
I love Spider-Man. I do. So I'm gonna say Spider-Man.
Favorite board game?
Candyland, all the way.
Oh, you know, I used to play Candyland with my mom all the time, and she beat me every time. As a small child, she taught me a lot about losing.
Hey, you know what? Life lessons starting young with Candyland.
Yeah. I don't think it worked. I don't think it was good. Looking back, I don't think that's where it should have gone. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, goodness. VeggieTales. I loved me.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Elmo was just always classic. Sesame Street, I loved.
Love it. You got a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Going back to the 70s. You know, so much good music. Jesus Revolution happened during those years. Woodstock. I mean, I would be out there at every live show, concert. Joni Mitchell. I mean, I would just be like, yes, 70s all the way. The clothes. I love the clothes. I kind of dress 70s anyway. Yeah, that would be it. Just take
you
me back.
Are so ready for that question.
Oh, yes. Yes. Take me there.
Every day, I think you wake up thinking, I want to go back to the 70s. Why am I here?
1000%. I actually have a music playlist that's called I Was Born in the Wrong Era, and it's just all 70s music. So yes, it's accurate.
Willie Nelson loved the 70s too, Brinley.
He sure did.
And last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh, bacon.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a huge bacon fan. I mean, I
Same.
will do, a little shredded bacon. I don't know if
Yep.
that crumbled bacon,
Yep.
in certain things, but straight up bacon, you will not see me eating bacon. A lot of
That's.
people are like, "What? You don't like bacon?" Like, no, I don't.
I'm good with it because I'm such a quirky person. Doesn't I think the number of times I agree with you guys on this, I'm like, I got some things to work out. I got some problems, I think. But I do like bacon, but I'm never judged because like, well, I hate everything, I think. So, but I do like bacon. Is there like even, but for me, here's my deal. When I go to a place, I'm like, listen, I want whatever, I want some bacon, but I want it embarrassingly crispy. I
Yeah,
can
that's
only eat it crispy.
yes, and I can get down with that. But they don't do it though.
It's rare. It's
You
rare.
always My mom is the same exact way, and she'll send it back. I mean, she's not snotty about it, but she's
I
like,
love
I asked for the bacon crispy,
it.
and I always just chuckle, but it is true. It does make a difference how
Yeah.
it's. What I have liked though, what I've gotten before, is the bacon wrapped dates with the goat cheese. Have you had that? Oh my gosh, that is so good. And I think it's the candy bacon. I like the sweet. I liked.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. I have had that. So maybe I'm coming around to bacon. As I've moved to the south, it's been a lot of pork and bacon out here. So
Sure.
I should probably start coming around to it. But yeah, bacon's not my favorite.
I found the bacon's best at like 2 a.m. at Waffle House.
Absolutely.
That's where it is.
That's accurate statement.
I think, all right, next time we do this show, you, me, Willie Nelson,
Yes.
Waffle House, 2, 3 a.m. Let's just see where it goes.
And then crispy bacon, though. It's got to be
Only crispy.
only crispy.
Because that can, listen, they'll get it right.
But for
Waffle House will
Willie,
get
they
it
better get it right for
right.
Willie Nelson.
Okay, I'm here for it. We'll send some emails, Brindley. She's Brindley Brown on Behind the Tunes, BrindleyBrownMusic.com. Brindley, you've been a ton of fun. I appreciate you hopping on today.
Thank you so much. It was awesome being here talking to y'all. Thank you.
For years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I led the charge, chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now, love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed, I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love. It came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hands that made me to make me whole again. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. Right now. That steeple up on top.
No.
Ain't talking about them hot views or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so right now. I could use a little church.
could use a little church right now. Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, he's working on me.
Into the atmosphere, Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, calling on the power of heaven, I proclaim every weapon formed against me, it must break in the mighty name of Jesus. I draw a permanent boundary line. The enemy
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.